The Wildcats football team just about faces a must-win situation Friday night in Marshall against the talented Mavericks. Wildcats football coach Greg Owens talked about Marshall and his team during his weekly news media gathering Wednesday morning.
I like our football team. I mean, I still do. I like our football team. I like where we're at. I mean, we took a lump last week against the University of Longview. Those guys came to town, and they're really good. I mean, Longview's really good. We talked to our kids about it. I was still proud of our kids. First thing I told them, I said, I'm proud of the way your effort, because we played hard. The last run they broke, we got four kids chasing him down as hard as they can possibly run. So I was proud of our effort. I mean, they're just better than we are, bottom line. They're physically better, and they're bigger, faster, stronger, all that good stuff, and they're a good football team, really are. So any classification, 6A, 5A, I don't know where you put them, those guys are contenders all the way through. So, you know, we knew that going in, we'd have to play a perfect game and that kind of stuff, but they just kind of got us. But I thought our kids got after it and did what the best they could, you know, bottom line. So we're healthy coming out of that game, going in this last game. You know, it's one of those deals where it's almost like win and you're in. Now, there's a scenario that if we were to lose by points and all that stuff, and I'm not going to get in that. So we approach this thing like, hey, win if you want to move on. And I kind of feel that way. If we don't win, maybe we don't deserve to move on, you know, even if it's a point deal. But, I mean, we're going to be a contender in the playoffs and get after it. Then we need to win the football game and take care of business. But that's not to say Marshall is a very talented football team. They're scary. They've got some athletes. They're big and long. They can run. They've had some bad breaks here and there, but they still are scary and are one of the leading. I mean, I think we're fighting for two of the leading offenses in the district. We're about the same defensively, too, the points given up. So on paper, we match up pretty good, you know. And again, they got a Wildcat quarterback that's really good, and he's dangerous and explosive. And last time we were in Marshall, Texas, one guy broke a 99-yard run on us. Again, a Wildcat-looking quarterback. So, you know, those are some of the things that concern us. The Hart kid is their other quarterback, throws the ball well. He's one of the leading passers in the district. Him and Larry are right there together. So, I mean, it's a on paper, it's a great matchup. Here it is for the, you know, one of the final spots to get in. And they've got to win to get in. You know, and so Hallsville needs for us to win to assure that they're in. So there's a lot left on this thing. I know people may say we don't like taking four teams to the playoffs, but it leaves it exciting all the way to the last district contest and makes coaches stress a little bit more and, you know, do those kind of things. But, I mean, we've had two great days of practice. Our kiddos have gotten after it. Yesterday was probably one of the best ones we've had because we changed it up just a little bit, did a lot of stuff in the period. And then after school was more of a team and inside and special teams oriented. But it was good. Kids were focused. Kids were getting after it. You know, there's a lot of stuff. So, I mean, here we are at week 10. We seem to know what we're doing. There's some tweaks on offense and defense we've got to get ready for. But for the most part, I mean, we got a senior-laden team and this is kind of where the experience has got to step up. It's time to show and time to get after it.
KSST Sports.